By October 1st, vendors and agencies will know what it'll take to get a cloud-based system certified and accredited for use by all of government. The General Services Administration is reviewing comments from public and private sector experts for its FedRAMP program. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller now brings us a status check on the cloud computing program. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Amy.
Now let's start with the basics. FedRAMP, what is it? How's it going to work?
So FedRAMP is part of the administration's cloud computing initiative. You know, this is something they've been working on and been a big priority over the last, you know, year and a half or more. Cloud computing, just as a reminder, is the concept of applications and data reside on the Internet, not on your server in your agency's data center or on your hard drive. Common examples, Microsoft, Google, Yahoo, Mail that many of us use. Now, FedRAMP will let vendors and agencies certify and accredit a system at the low or moderate level, and they can do it once. And then other agencies can take that certification and accreditation, trust it, and implement it quickly, and it will keep them from having to go through that 3 to 6 month certification and accreditation process, which many people call it arduous and takes so long, and vendors have to do it once and they do it again for another agency. It's really trying to simplify the whole concept of cloud-based systems. Now, all the systems under FedRAMP will run on the cloud, as we said. There are some talk about non-cloud systems eventually being added to FedRAMP, but that's going to happen in the future, right now, all around the cloud. Now, the FedRAMP certification and accreditation process will include, you know, monitoring, assessment, reporting, remediation of risk, so all the pieces around it, really to make lives of agencies easier so that they can really enjoy the benefits, which is obviously standard application of security requirements. Right now, you know, things aren't as standard as they could be. Fewer risks of the systems that are approved based on these standards, and cost savings for both the agency and the vendor, because once it's approved, again, it can be implemented quickly. Now, Katie Lewin is GSA's Cloud Computing Program Manager, and she explains why FedRAMP is only at the low and moderate levels and not at the high level for now.
I think we wanted to start with something that's more practicable, and I believe our research showed that at least 40% of systems are low impact. So if we went to high, we figured we could get, you know, an appreciable portion of systems that would want to use this feature. And we thought that the number of controls would probably exponentially increase. It'd be hard to start there. So that doesn't mean that high is not on the, you know, never going to be addressed, but let's start with something that's a little more easy to implement. I mean, this is hard enough.
Before the FedRAMP process, or currently actually, the CNA process for all systems are applied inconsistently across government, and agencies don't trust one another. So if one agency approves an application that's, you know, certified and accredited, then another agency goes through the same process again because the standards are not strong enough and say, okay, well, I understand your processes and I agree with them. Again, now through FedRAMP, you do it once. You're done. You're good to go to implement it. Now, let's be clear. Just because FedRAMP approves an application, it goes through this process, the agency CIO still must sign an authority to operate, so they really must verify and validate the FedRAMP certification accreditation recommendation. So it's not a blank sheet of paper, go, 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 but it's a huge step and really reduces the time in the process.
And we should point out that the RAMP in FedRAMP stands for something. It's Risk and Authorization Management Program, by the way. So, Jason, what's the timeline? When can agencies and vendors expect to be able to use the FedRAMP certification?
So Lewin says GSA is collecting comments on version 1 of the FedRAMP requirements from agency chief information security officers as well as industry. She expects the security controls to be posted on info.apps.gov as well as the CIO Council website by the end of August, early September. We have links to both those sites on federalnewsradio.com. I also spoke with Kurt Garbars. He's the chairman of the Cloud Computing Security Working Group of the CIO Council and a senior security officer at GSA.
Version 1 of the controls follows the NIST 800-53R3 security requirements, so both at the low impact level and the moderate impact level. And then in addition, we have added around 40 to 50 enhancements for a moderate system and around 13 enhancements for a low impact system. And this includes things like penetration testing, some continuous monitoring using automated controls, enhancements related to vulnerability scanning reporting, so things like that.
Garber says he expects about 100 to 125 controls for low security systems and 200 to 250 controls for moderate systems. Now, let's say a product is certified as low and the agency wants to use it at the moderate level. Garber says the difference, they only have to really recertify and accredit the difference between low and moderate. They don't have to go through the whole process again. So what GSA and the Cloud Security Working Group is trying to do is think about, okay, what happens if? And they're really trying to plan this out. Garber says FedRAMP will not be up and running until about October 1st, which means the first products and services may not earn their certification and accreditation till January-March timeframe 2011.
So do they still have any questions, though? I mean, do they have it all laid out about how all of this is going to work? What are the questions that still have to be answered?
Well, I think they've answered some, but there's several around, including the authorization model. So we've learned that GSA, the Defense Department, and the Homeland Security Department must sign off on all systems before they're part of FedRAMP. Additionally, each system or product or service needs a sponsoring agency to sign off as well. So you need four signatures. But what would happen if one of those four agencies decided they thought the system no longer qualifies? Garbars explains what could happen.
The way the current system is working is all signatories have to be valid signatories. So DOD, DHS, GSA, and the sponsoring agency, they have to sign off in order to give the authorization. So on the flip side of that, they would all need to remain authorized. So if there was a breach that for some reason could not be fixed or a residual risk was not acceptable to one of those signatories and they pulled out, then my idea, at least at this point, would be that system would be removed from the FedRAMP inventory. But if, say, things could be fixed or that an agency only then could still sponsor that agency so other people could use it. But again, if it was so radical that something happened where an agency pulled their signature, that, you know, there'd be a significant look at that system and all agencies. I'm sure we'd have a government-wide panel at that point.
Now, another big issue is the priority queue. Say, you know, during those first few months of FedRAMP, agencies and vendors through agencies, you know, submit 50 systems or products in the queue in the first few weeks. How will GSA figure out which ones to certify and accredit first? I mean, this is a problem we saw also with HSPD-12 when they were looking at products and services there. Garber says, this may be only a problem in the short term, but GSA still will have to figure out how to address it. One idea is that the products or systems that have more than one agency sponsor may come first, and the more sponsor a product or service has, the higher priority it could get. Again, this is still something that's being worked through, but that's one idea. And finally, there are questions about FedRAMP's relationship with the Trusted Internet Connections Initiative, or TIC. GSA and DHS obviously are working together on FedRAMP. They're also working to figure out whether the cloud sits inside or outside the secured Internet gateway, and what does that mean for both the certification and accreditation. So obviously several questions still out there.
And we're speaking with Jason Miller. And Jason, Google just got approval as a provider of cloud services, and they went through some kind of certification process, we presume. How did that relate to this FedRAMP program?
Absolutely. Google received their certification accreditation for cloud services just a few months ago. And I actually asked Garber that same question about how those two processes compare.
That was an initiative started by GSA back last summer before FedRAMP started. It is using a lot of the FedRAMP processes, but that was a GSA-only CNA that can still be leveraged, though, by multiple agencies. It was the way it was reviewed and authorized and designed was to be leveraged by other agencies, but not part of FedRAMP. They would still have to go through FedRAMP to become FedRAMP certified and accredited.
Was that kind of like a test to see, okay, we don't have the FedRAMP processes 100% down, but here's the concept, and let's see how this would work? And Google was obviously a willing participant.
It was actually a little bit even before that, even before FedRAMP had become an idea, but it was to test government-wide certification accreditation processes.
Is there another one coming down the pike that you could give us a heads-up on, or is there still stuff in the process?
Can't speak to who it is right now, but there are some in the process.
Now, GSA does plan on using FedRAMP for all vendors who are awarded the infrastructure as a service contract. If you all remember, GSA put out an RFQ a few months ago. I talked with Ed O'Hare of GSA's Federal Acquisition Service just last week, and he told me awards are coming soon before the end of August or maybe shortly into September. So they're going to try to pre-populate this with some of those awards through the infrastructure as a service contract. O'Hare also tells me the next RFP will be for email as a service, and those vendors also will likely go through the FedRAMP process as well. As you can see, this is just one piece. There's a lot happening around cloud. In fact, all the CIOs I talk to say they're very interested in cloud computing, how to use it, the benefits of it. I think some are waiting for FedRAMP, but also the security issues and privacy issues still need to be addressed. And the CIO Council actually is trying to help. Just last Friday, it issued a cloud computing privacy guidance to really highlight the considerations for moving to both public and private clouds. And we have a link to that in a story on federalnewsradio.com as well.